Hi, I'm Steve Rick.
And I'm Tim Elliott.
Welcome to The Remarkable Show.
This is a podcast based on the philosophy of RE.
Rethinking, reframing, and remarking on good people doing remarkable things.
Hey, it's Tim. It's no Steve here. So I'm just popping on to let you know this show is brought to you by Bant.io, the all-in-one B2B lead generation toolkit designed to automate your customer acquisition. Well, welcome to this, the brand new Remarkable Show. So for those who don't know us, I'm Tim Elliott.
And I'm Steve Rick.
And this is our new show, isn't it, Steve?
This is the new show. All brand new and shiny.
All brand new show, right? And for many of you...
Shiny.
It's like shiny Moana show. Now we've got new microphones and the new show. We may sing more often for people, people who know. But
record contract inbound, definitely.
Record contract inbound. Yeah. But for those who are just confused by this beginning, because we're referring to a lot of things in the new tense. Like, we did used to have another podcast, which was very similar but quite different. We used to run a little marketing podcast you can still find called the RE of Marketing Podcast, or the RE of Marketing Podcast, which we had a lovely time for about three seasons and 30 odd conversations, where we failed almost every episode to talk about anything marketing.
Oh, God.
Which was, you know...
Which I didn't mind, but it used to wind you up.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the title, isn't it? It was in the title and the description. Officially, unofficially, I've dubbed it the worst marketing podcast ever, because we didn't do any marketing stuff in it. Although I did try, which if you do want to go back and listen, to shoehorn the word marketing in at some point during the conversation.
There were some brilliant story arcs that took place, and then you trying to swing it back round to marketing. To be honest, it was one of the highlights of my week.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good one. But the reason why we're here and this new show is mainly because of that, but also because conversations change things, right? And what we did do well, and other people apart from us too have said, right, is have good conversations, right? And those 30 conversations we had with all of our guests and with each other kind of changed our perspective on what our podcasting journey looked like and what stories we want to put out into the world, right?
Yeah. Those conversations not only changed what we thought we were doing in podcasting terms, but they changed us as people.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to continue on that journey and continue on that story. And I'm really excited about this. New Remarkable.
So
it's going to be great.
It's going to be great, right? Because we've taken the shackles of trying to speak about marketing, which we failed at, we've taken them off, right? And we're just going to tell the stories and have the conversations and just really learn and speak to interesting people doing remarkable stuff, so that me and Steve and you guys out there can do remarkable things in our own lives, right? Because we spoke, like in the last podcast, we spoke to a couple of people that I'm sure will make an appearance, like Fleurie Forbes Martin and Ben Lumley, out of two of all of the amazing guests, right, had an actual effect on my life, like a real
profound
changing moment, right? And it's that. All of the conversations were good, but those two conversations have put something good out into the world, right? And I think what we're looking forward to doing this show is figuring out what the big idea behind these remarkable people are, right? And what they do and how they do it and why they do it, so that we can then move ourselves forward. But we're obviously connected to loads of creative people, so there'll be marketers, brand people, but it opens us up to anybody who's doing anything kind of remarkable.
And that's the most exciting bit for me is, yes, on the marketing podcast, we were very much talking to creative people, but now we get to talk to scientists, health ambassadors, climate change activists, all these different things. That's brilliant. And what we can then take away from that, and what we can use that for, what story we can start to tell. And actually, from those of you, if you are coming over from the RE of Marketing podcast, how you can utilize some of that knowledge from and insights from different sectors or different industries into your creative work going forward. That's going to be brilliant.
Yeah. And I think that is a really good point, right? The thing about a good conversation about people who do something remarkable in their little corner of the world is that it's not constrained by labels of job title or industry or function, right? They're things we can all learn from, you know, and that's what I've learned from over the recent months, over the previous podcast conversations. Like, I'm reading books now, for example, that I wouldn't have done because I thought I should read marketing books or books on brand strategy or strategy books and things. But now I'm reading stuff about plant-based athletes, right? Because the decisions they make, the reasons they do it, right? The lessons they learn from people outside of that circle, outside of your normal little category box, right, have been amazing, right? And I think we'll learn a bunch just by letting people, giving people the space to tell that story, right? And ask some good questions out the back of it.
Yeah, I honestly can't wait. It's going to be, I want these conversations to have impact and to change my outlook on things and for me to look at new paths and new ways of doing things. I love having conversations with people, and that 1 hour, that 1-2 hour conversation can change the way that you think about things for the rest of your life. So let's just have more of that with more people.
That's it. Let's have more of that with more people. And I think that's going to be the structure, right? We're not formatted people. For you new listeners, like, you will come to understand that we're not rigid in format. It is an open conversation between human beings over this little platform called podcasting, right? And we will release good conversations, good episodes when they're ready. Like, we're not having seasons. There won't be they won't be released every Monday. But what you can assure is that me and Steve will be working in the background to speak to people we find remarkable and we've discovered remarkable. But also, right, if you look on the links where you're listening to this podcast, you will find a little form where you can get in touch with your own questions, your suggestions of people we should speak to or questions you'd like to find out. We'll go and find an expert or somebody doing remarkable stuff in that area. If we don't, like, we want it to be as much as it is a self-indulgent learning experience for us too, like, definitely for you guys, right? It's you're part of the reason we publish these conversations instead of just having a Zoom call with people, because we want to, like, I for one believe totally that, like, the ideas we have can change the world, right? But they can't do it alone. We need to connect it to other people, to other kind of strategies, to stories, to narrative that make this stuff real, right? So we're more confident in fulfilling our own ideas, right? For getting our own ideas out into the world, I think.
100% agree. Yeah, well, it would be a shame if I didn't.
It would be a shame.
And all I've to be fair, all I've been thinking about for the last 2 minutes of your brilliant, you know, speech there, rousing, a bit like Churchill, was Tim's been reading plant-based athlete books. Yeah, I've just finished Mr. Men. So, you know, we're on a different plane with each other.
We will, you know what, diversity is a superpower, right? So exactly. If you bring what you've learned from Mr. Men and I bring what I've learned from Rich Roll.
So many morals are in Mr. Men.
You know what? One of my favourite books of all time is The Little Prince, right? Which is inherently a children's book. Like, it's about 14 pages long. It's amazing, right? The lessons in that are incredible. Maybe, we can't get Mr. Saint-Exupéry on because I think he's died, unfortunately. If you're not dead, very sorry. Very sorry. Please come on the show.
Spoiler alert.
But, you know, maybe if we could
get Julia Donaldson on.
Yeah, who's that?
So she's done all the biggest kids' books of recent times. So The Gruffalo, Stickman, The Snail and the Whale, all those, the ones that kids are fully invested in. Julia, it'd be great to have you on the show. Heard this trailer.
If you're listening to this show and coincidentally know her, like, can you at her on some social media, please?
Please.
And just point her in this direction. That would be amazing. But along with any, like I say, we, you know, just from our little corner of the universe, right, we know we've got such a good list of people, like, lined up to invite onto the show. I won't do any spoilers because we, you know, can't guarantee time and availability, but we're excited about the list we've cultivated, but also discovering new people that we've never heard of, right? So we want to, one of the little things I want to do is ask each of our guests to recommend somebody else who's done remarkable stuff from their world, right, that then we can bring in. But again, from your world, right, do you know somebody who's done something remarkable in whatever format it is, right? It's an open thing. Just as long as it's something that is super valuable that we can learn a lesson from, me and Steve will do the rest, I think.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be business person, doesn't have to be creative. Could be just somebody in your local community who's made a real difference. You know, that person is as remarkable as somebody else. It would just be good to have a conversation with them.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think that's a good point. Like, what remarkable actually is, right? We don't need somebody who's Elon Musk, who's built a rocket and could go into space. Right. Although that is pretty remarkable. He has done a good job.
Is it though? Jeff Bezos did the same thing.
Yeah. Well, that's the only two people technically. Well, Richard Branson technically didn't get into space, I don't think.
I think he got on the edge.
Like on the edge. Right. But anyway, we won't digress. But it's, you know, it can be people who are just doing something special in the world, right? Even if they impact 10, 15, 20, 100 people with the thing they're going, right? There's something in there. There's a voice to be told. Do you know what I mean? A story to be told, something that we can learn from the why and the how they do that remarkable thing, right? And it's just something worth remarking on, something worth that makes you stop and think, that makes you, you know.
It's something that should be shared with others.
Yeah. Something makes you, you know, appreciative of what they're doing in the world, even if it's got no relevance to you, right? You can see people who do good work, who love, like to use one of Ben Lumley's phrase, are masters of their craft, right? Who are doing a good thing and putting it out into the world. We want to speak to them all, but this is just an introduction to the show with me and him, right? There will be episodes where we do that, starting from the back end of this one. Some will be with guests, some will be with me and him talking about a remarkable thing we've discovered. But we just want your feedback and your listenership, and we appreciate it already, even though it's a brand new show.
Yeah, can't wait for you to start listening to all the great guests and also me and him wangling on for an hour on the latest. Oh, and you know, there will definitely be conversation about Tim being a running influencer these days.
That's a whole episode, right?
Well, it's probably every episode, right?
Yeah, until we get enough listeners for this podcast that we can afford the guest.
So no, it's gonna be, I can't wait. I'm raring to get going.
Good.
And I can't wait to see our listeners on the other side. Give them a nice episode.